Moving to the Eastern Cape now and looking at the water situation there, which is becoming more and more critical. The province's 7 million people are living in fear and anxiety. They have day zero looming. Their day zero is slated for the 1st of June. That's not very far off unless there's a drastic change in matters. You'll remember when we were living under the threat of day zero and how difficult it was for all of us to adjust and learning new habits such as turning off the shower in between, soaping ourselves, collecting all our shower water and our grey water to use to flush our toilets, and all the other different measures that we had to take. And so our sympathies are certainly with the people of the Eastern Cape. To get a clearer picture of what's happening, we're joined now by a spokesperson for the Department of Water and Sanitation, Sputnik Ratau. Sputnik, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. How bad are things in the Eastern Cape currently?
Good afternoon, Amy, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Yes, the Eastern Cape is easily the one province that we really are having sleepless nights over, because when we look at the rainfall patterns over even just the last year or so, there hasn't been much difference between last year and now. When you compare the kind of water availability that is in the major reservoirs, that's your dams and your rivers, so we are still facing a dire situation in the Eastern Cape.
And Sputnik, what contingency plans are currently being put in place should day zero arrive?
Well, we're not looking at day zero from a department's point of view. Even at the time of Cape Town, we always intimated that we do not operate from the point of day zero, but making sure that at least the systems do not fail. And one of those is that we look at what it is that can be done, between the systems. And obviously, there's a lot of work that is happening, but not all of it is necessarily bearing the necessary fruit. Mm. Basically, when you look at the fact that in order for us to be able to supply some of the water to some of the areas, there is the Fish River Tunnel that we use, the Sundays Fish River Tunnel that we use to draw water from the Northern Cape to the Eastern Cape to augment the system there in order to make sure that at least for the best part, we can still be able to have water for domestic use primarily, moving that water by the end of June out of the use of agriculture so that we can be able to have more water for the next 6 months until we get to the next rainy season. That's the one part. And we are looking at the fact that as well, even as the Amatole has water supply system has declined, but there are certain things that need to happen, including, by the way, looking after the infrastructure that we have, making sure that in the municipal spaces we are able to ensure that the leaks that are so endemic and found in most of the systems are the first point, easy pickings that we can be able to do, to look at. But also when we look at the work that we've done between last year at the advent of the COVID-19 and now, and continuing to do in the supply of water tanks and water tankers to different districts and even the city, we can see that quite a large amount of water tanks, about almost 6,000, and water tankers, about almost 200 at 184, and so on. So we're looking at also upgrading some of the infrastructure so that when the rains come, we can be able to store more, because it is more important to store much larger amounts of water so that we can do that for later use. But there is also money that has been allocated for drought during from as far back as 2018-19 that we are continuing to spend together with the Water and Sanitation Infrastructure Grant.
Thank you, Sputnik, for that update. Let's just hope and pray that the rain comes, and it comes soon. That's Sputnik Ratau, spokesperson for the Department of Water and Sanitation.